We're back. Back in a new groove. The Chat Pack Podcast boys back in action. Hanging out with y'all here on twitch.tv/chat_pack. I'm one of your hosts, Paul Holden. Hanging out with me is the dynamic duo of dudes that I call my co-host, the one, the only Trevor Heim, joining us here. Trevor, how's it going, buddy?
It's going pretty well. I'm happy to be surviving yet another natural chaos that's happening in out here in Utah, and staying warm and able to have power and internet.
Do you have fires as well?
We're getting a lot of smoke from like the California fires and the Oregon fires, but there's some fires here and there. But really, yesterday we had, I think they clocked the highest was like 112 mile an hour winds coming
what
through.
The hell?
It knocked down our fence, took some stuff off the roof I got to fix, and it's really cold here now. It's like, it was like 40 degrees this morning.
What
snowed
the hell?
In Colorado yesterday. It's
Is the rapture happening now?
Yeah.
It sure seems like it. And we're here, and we're still here podcasting. So
we're bringing you, pretty soon we're going to achieve Paul's dream of being the radio, the Wasteland Radio, Galaxy News Radio.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have said that so much. I guess it might actually come true.
Yikes. I'm having flashbacks to when I had those earthquakes back in March. It's been crazy. A lot of people without power right now.
Back in March, back when the world shut down, because we're still dealing with that too. Caleb's here. We're in the same room. Hey,
I've had too much of Paul.
Buddy.
I'm done with him.
Well, that's not. Dottie.
And Paul's dog is over here just having a heart attack.
She's just trying to play.
She's just trying to play. Paul.
Dottie,
get your dog under control.
Bring me the rope. Bring me the rope.
Yeah.
No.
Paul, anyway, I'm happy to be here too. We haven't done a podcast in what, like a month? I mean, it's been a while since before I took the road trip.
Yes.
And I've been here for like 2 weeks now.
Yep. And we're back at it. We're back, hopefully, on a more consistent schedule. We're working. We're adults. But this is the Chat Pack Podcast, where each week we gather around and talk about this, that, and the other thing. Like I said, Paul Holden joined by Trevor Heim, Caleb Cole, back after some inconsistent weeks, but we love you. We appreciate you. And we got an episode two weeks ago.
Right? I hope the people at
We had an episode. It's kind of been an every other week podcast for the past
month.
Guys
had an episode last week without me.
So it was like officially episode 50.
You guys did 50 without me?
Yeah, we did. And
how
actually,
and, dare you?
And in
you
reality, didn't make a big it was deal a style of podcast you probably wouldn't have liked, because literally we just talked about absolutely nothing. We just rambled the whole time. We literally didn't pick a topic. Just
you guys just rambled on episode 50?
Honestly, it was rambling a lot about episode 50. So
we're doing that now. To be fair,
rambled about.
I get you. At least allow me a short introduction time.
Yeah,
we rambled and it was riddled with technical difficulties. And to be honest with you guys, the VOD on Twitch actually expired, and I wasn't able to highlight it. Dang, Twitch got me again. They deleted our video.
You know,
Jeff Bezos.
Guess what? You can follow us on Twitch. You can sub to us on Twitch if you'd like. It's September. You can get stuff for 30% off.
September. You can get emojis of Paul's face, Ben's face.
Yeah.
Probably Caleb's face eventually.
Now, once Caleb and I get in a rhythm, we're gonna start recording some games. Because I am joining the PC ranks. I have officially ordered a computer.
Finally.
I'm
so excited to introduce Paul to this world.
It's going to be pretty cool, but we're going to do some cool stuff. Mostly, I'm going to do most of my normal paying work on that computer for money, because that's important. But I'm excited.
I'm going to get Paul set up with a Xbox One controller so that he can still play some of his games on Steam with an Xbox controller. Because there's plenty of games that are like way better with a controller.
I'm going to play like just about everything with a controller.
You should play Apex with a keyboard,
now.
though.
You're gonna play shooters with a keyboard, I guarantee it.
So
you
fast.
Will be so much better with a keyboard. Yeah.
Speaking of Xbox, you guys see the Xbox news that came out today?
Something about that
Pringles
$299. The Xbox Series S.
The release date and the prices of the next generation of Xbox consoles was released today.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
$499 for the standard with disc Xbox Series X. And for the all digital Xbox Series or Xbox Series S. Toddy, look at her. She wants to play so bad.
Oh my God. She's licking Caleb's face. Wait
for the audio listeners, my dog just stood up on the couch, is now smooching Caleb.
And the microphone.
And the microphone.
I'm sure they can hear that. Oh my God. She's literally licking my microphone. Get out of here.
Daddy, bring me to Rome.
She is the least self-aware being I've ever met. And I know Paul.
I mean, we're good. That's why we get along so well. But what also is cool about the Xbox news that came out today, and we have a topic, but we got stuff to cover up on. We got stuff to, you know, catch up on.
Caleb's eyes just rolled into the back of his head.
You can pay it for it monthly. If you would like to do a monthly payment, they have a payment subscription plan. And I believe in
that. That's like
that,
most big purchases. Oh, you mean directly through Xbox?
Yes. So like if you wanted to get...
Not like through a fix.
No. Like Xbox announced their own. So you can pay for it monthly if you'd like. Both versions.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Is this like those watches? So like instead of like paying for it, like buying it and making monthly payments, but you own it. Do you mean like lease an Xbox?
No. Buy it and okay, you pay okay. It off. So it is your Xbox, I believe.
They do, like my brother does like a workout thing. Like it's, you know, senses his heart rate and gives him like a bunch of stats and instructions throughout the week. And he like leases the watch. It's like $30, but you pay for the watch and like this system.
It's actually a pretty insane deal because what they're doing is, so Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S and Xbox Series X launch November 10th, starting at $24.99 a month with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and EA Play. So basically what they're doing is EA Play is the EA subscription service that you can subscribe to, and you can play FIFA, Madden, Battlefield, EA's catalog of games. You just pay a monthly subscription service for it. So now if you're paying for your console, you're getting Game Pass with over 100 games and EA's category of games with your monthly
for one
payment. So you're paying $24.99, it sounds like, for the Xbox if you were going to go the all-digital version.
But how much do you end up paying in the end?
You pay the price of the console, which would be $300. And then I would imagine once you pay that off, you would pay the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate price, which I pay right now. I hope there's two versions because I don't necessarily want EA Play because I pay for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which is $15 a month. But that gives me every Microsoft game that comes out, I get to play it in addition to hundreds of other games. Those
subscription services kind of, they did exactly what Netflix did, which I guess Netflix rented games. But like now it's like instead of renting individual ones, you know, you...
Yeah, and I mean, you know, as long as, you know, the thing is they take games off of Game Pass, that's the one thing. But as long as it's there, it's yours to play and yours to enjoy. I think Game Pass is a great deal. And I think that's an interesting way for to launch the Xbox. But that's the video game update.
I mean, it's a pretty big, I mean, we could make a whole episode just out of talking about the transition into a PC life as a gamer. I mean, it's like a pretty legitimate, it's like a big jump. I feel like you're
going
to end up
anywhere. I'm still buying a PS5, and there's a good chance I still buy an Xbox. If I can pay for it monthly, if I'm
Christ,
making good money.
You're going to buy, and then you'll buy the new Nintendo. Do you think you'll always buy every console?
If I can afford it now, yeah, absolutely. Now,
every
I will say
console?
I'm less interested in buying
less
an Xbox,
hesitant.
Though, now that I have a PC because of how much stuff they're doing to basically make
the platforms
kind of interchangeable.
And like because it's a better platform in so many ways, it definitely suffers sometimes. Like the Switch, PCs can't do it like the Switch can. Like, yeah, you can get a laptop, but like the Switch is pretty, you know, it's pretty dope. Like that, I see some utility behind there, and I know a lot of my buddies who are like hardcore PC gamers also have Switches because they're fucking Switches. They're awesome, you know.
Switches are incredible,
but they have no reason to get like an Xbox or a PS4 or PS5 unless something really changes.
The big thing for this gen is PS5 exclusive games, single player narrative based games.
Like Bloodborne, like with PS4. Well, I mean,
I mean, the new Spider-Man, the Horizon sequel. I mean, games that have been big on PS4 have come to PC, but I'm not counting on God of War 2 coming to PC. And that is a game I must play.
God of War 1, do you still have it, right?
For PS4, yes, and it's one of the best games I've played.
Really?
Yeah.
That good? Why? Giving anything away.
The story is good, but the combat is incredible, and the graphic, it looks great, it tells a great story. And if you're familiar, it takes a character, Kratos, who really, before this game came out, was just kind of, I am angry, I am God, I kill you, and like, he had some depth, but not really anything more so than like, look at this guy who just rips, you know, he could rip the heads off of gods and stuff, which is badass, and God of War 1 through 3 are fun games, and like, you should play them. But in this game, it's a story about, it takes him and puts him in a completely different light, and it shows like a whole different side of him.
Is he a lovable oaf like Shrek?
No, I mean, but if you're, like I said, like just like you didn't want spoilers for The Last of Us, like if you actually want to play those games,
I
want to
play it. I want to, especially that God of War, because I saw a lot of like videos of it when it was coming out.
Yeah, no, God of War 1 is incredible.
I don't know if you remember that GIF.
Especially, so it's like it opens up and it's just like, it's a little slow, and like for a while there I was, because like I didn't play it until well after the hype train, and after that, I mean, but then there's a moment in that game where it just like clicks, and it just like, something happens like in the story and everything, and like the momentum, and you're just in, like, it's just, you're in.
It
just,
all right, I'll play it.
Yeah. I've been, I guess since we're on the topic of games, been playing the new Battletoads, which is fun, thanks to Game Pass.
I have the original for Sega still. It's in my living room.
Yeah, I'm sure it's, you know, probably haven't beaten it. It's very hard.
Super hard.
Caleb and I have moved. We now live in the same place. Man, we lost all that light real quickly. Caleb just went into the dark. We're going to have to figure out this situation. We got Batman over there. Moved out here. Got to see Trevor along the way. My dog almost got bit by a rattlesnake.
His dog so did close. Get bit by my dog.
So close.
Yes.
Oh yeah, she had a little scar on her.
She still got it. I mean, you can see it on her head, man. She got two little walls.
And we had two opportunities to rid ourselves of Dot. And we lost out on both.
So Dot and Copper did not like each other. They did not get along at all.
Paul said that Dot didn't instigate it.
I wouldn't say she did.
I think they just both like didn't really like each other's energy. We let Copper out, and it got.
I mean,
like,
I get not liking Dot, but not liking Copper.
Yeah. I mean, Copper was great. I only got to pet him a little bit outside of the kennel, but he was good.
He just always stares up like he's just so scared you're gonna smack him in the face.
Yeah, he's a sad looking man.
My car melted.
Your car didn't melt. Did your fuel or your air pump go out?
Well, my engine overheated.
All the coolant was gone.
A puddle on the ground in Kansas.
Yeah, but engine I made it. Way. I'm here. It's really cool.
Yeah,
really,
West Seattle's dope. Place. It I sucks love. That there's a major bridge that gets you between West Seattle and like main Seattle, downtown Seattle, where Paul works. And unfortunately, that bridge only allows you to drive on it between the hours of 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. But Paul works before 4 a.m., right?
Or 5 I work before 5 a.m. At least right now. I don't know how consistent it'll be, but I'm at least training this week.
So here's a question. Would you rather work before 5 a.m. and take the bridge, or work after 5 a.m. and have to drive farther? Because that bridge is pretty fucking convenient.
Well, honestly,
it's like 20 minutes less of a drive.
I mean,
if not,
it's the ultimate. Only open.
They've discovered a massive crack in the main bridge, and there's a lower bridge that they've kept open for public transit and I think emergency vehicles during the day, but after 9 p.m. it's open to the public for less traffic.
The one with the crack in it?
No. There's a so oh, the big oh, bridge, the, other the big bridge. Main bridge. It, yeah, it, but there's like a lower bridge that's like also closed because I think they use. I mean, they just limit it for public transit and stuff.
I
think that lower bridge needs repairs too.
Hold on, I just saw like at night they were quick. Just like, may the odds be in your favor. Like, drive on this cracked bridge if you want.
Yeah.
Good Hold luck on, to second. You, sir.
Yeah. Paul, or Trevor, you know, we were talking though. I still think I like Salt Lake City a little bit better than Seattle. Like, it's dope living here in Seattle, and I like being by the water, and it's really beautiful and lush. But Salt Lake has just got that outdoor scene that's so awesome.
Yeah, you know? Andrew actually just left. He'd been here living with me for about a week, and he was kind of saying the same thing. He was like, "Man, it'd be really cool to live in Utah." And he actually was kind of. He was applying to like some of the local climbing gyms and stuff like that to see if he could get like a job nearby, but then he wanted to go continue on exploring. Yeah, here in Utah.
You are completely in the dark over there. You cannot be seen whatsoever. The lighting situation.
All I see is the Jackie O's pub sign.
That's okay.
Abelicious J in the chat says Pikmin 2 is greater than God of War. Pikmin 2 is an incredible game.
100% agree. Love Pikmin.
Internet grandfather says love is a gossip queen, and yeah, as we just learned, that's true. Anyway,
falls off his mojo now.
Oh man. So I got a topic for you guys. Humankind, say what you will about it.
Was it a good idea? I don't know.
You know, there's some pros, there's some cons. There's a little bit of everything with humanity, right? But I want to talk about two great achievements specifically of humankind. And I want to see what you guys think is the more impressive accomplishment. And this will fit the theme. Caleb can lean into the bit maybe a little bit here. So I was thinking the other day, it's pretty impressive that we were able to do these things. And these things are deep sea exploration and flight. When you think of those things, pretty game-changing stuff. I mean, this is some real deal crazy accomplishments. Like, when you think about what it takes to fly, when you think about what it takes to explore the depths of the ocean. So, thoughts? You want me to dive in? Do you want me to describe what I think is a bigger deal?
You go for it, Paul.
I don't have a good answer for this question,
Caleb. And there you have it.
As I talk to you,
he was really curious about our
bridge, from the bridge of our submarine here. You're down below here because no one can see you.
Does that mean that I'm in space?
What's the Trevor? Can you can pull up a sound thing for me, right?
Probably.
If I give you a second. Can you pull up the sound of a submarine where it's like I think it's maybe the boom. Sonar. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad that you knew when I was thinking of a submarine sound. That's exactly the submarine sound that I was hoping for. So I mean, it's pretty crazy that we've developed machines and things to go underwater to withstand the pressure. Because where do you even start with that? Like, in determining what's going to be able to withstand the pressure. Let alone having the courage to go down there fully aware that, like, if you get out of this capsule, you'll just, like, basically your blood will explode, essentially. Or if you're a deep sea diver, you'll get sucked out of your or sucked up into your helmet, like if you were in the old days, which is legitimately terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know why deep sea stuff terrifies me way more than flying.
I mean, like, because I it's horrifying, because you're in the dark, like you don't know what the hell's swimming down there, and you can get sucked up into your old school diver helmet. But on the flip side, we're talking flight here. We're talking people developing craft to go through the air, and then in the spirit of that, because of flight, We've gone to other planets. We've gone to the moon.
I mean, that's way more impressive than deep sea, for sure. Going into space, I feel like the question, once you bring it to space, like, that's a different level than flight.
But isn't it interesting that we know more about space than we do the depths of our oceans?
I mean, is that really true, or is that just like a factoid that people throw out?
I mean,
there? Because it's like, but I feel like we only, know a lot.
We've gone further little. In space than we have deep in the ocean. Like,
what?
Like, we've done more space exploration than we've done real, because there's a limit to how far I'm sure we can go, but it still goes further.
I feel like people go, like, they definitely.
I mean, we have cameras that are literally taking pictures of stuff so far away. So we're learning more and more about that, I guess, as much as you can by a picture. But we still don't know what's here with us. I mean, could there? I mean, odds are there's nothing down there. Odds are it's just a bunch of dark water.
It's just microscopic organisms down there alone.
And stuff.
But I think there's a lot
definitely
of stuff down
some
there.
Creatures down there. I mean, for a while, there's definitely stuff. Trev? You chime. Take the chimes.
Yeah. I was going to say a quick side note. I actually learned something today that is semi-relevant to this conversation. Speaking of space flight, I learned today that the first American female astronaut to go into space, her name was Sally Ride. She went up into space for 6 days, and the NASA scientists at the time didn't really know how to prepare for a female space flight because she was the first American woman to go into space. And so they packed 100 tampons in the capsule for her for 6 days. These rocket scientists.
If that's not just like a firm example of just most dudes don't know what the hell is going on.
Especially a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
You know, NASA like a NASA rocket scientist in nerdy. The in like the 70s, 80s.
Before it was hip to be a rocket scientist. Still just nerds with those huge, huge glasses. Trevor, as per your suggestion, we've been watching the Michael Jordan documentary.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is it called? The Last Show. It's really more Last than Dance. Just a Michael Jordan documentary.
It's the Bulls
team. Yeah. But they it's just great, but they've got title. Some giant glasses.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Ridiculous,
Drexler, dude.
Huge glasses, even out on the court.
Yeah, rec specs, man. That's how you... I used to have big goggles like that.
I believe that entirely.
We need a picture
I
of that.
I can totally see Paul just being the one with massive fucking glasses out there.
He still kind of is.
He's still trying to solve this. Give up on the lighting problem, bud. He's still trying to solve it. Just go with it, bud.
We're talking about space, and we're talking about deep sea. Like, we're in the dark right now.
I guess we are true. Caleb and I are in the adventurers in the explorers of the unknown. Because I guess it makes sense. Because he could be in the depths of space, and I could be. Is it still the depths of space? Like, the depths of the sea. But is it the depths of space?
I don't know.
The vast expanse. The expanse of space.
I feel like the expanse
vastness.
Maybe is
That's
better.
What they say. The vastness. Of space. Yeah.
Vast is a fun word.
Yeah. Especially when you put A in front of it. So it's avast.
Avast ye be hearty. Yo ho, yo ho. We be hunting Moby Dick, who rumored to be in the deep sea.
Call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishmael. Matey, get ye a Filet-O-Fish over at the McDonald's.
Paul, just what the fuck just happened? You were Patchy the Pirate from SpongeBob for a while, and then you switched over to Colonel Sanders, I think?
Over at the guy McDonald's.
Talking about other fast
Call
food places.
Call me Ishmael. Who be this Paul feller?
Paul, this for is what record, happens when you run out of content because you didn't have
For the
a
record,
topic,
it's Captain you know? Ahab in Moby Dick, and then the narrator is Ishmael.
That's fine. Call me Ishmael.
You're not the captain. Read,
actually, that was like one of those like generic captain you'll probably Jack read in Sparrow. Literature class.
That's my Davy Jones impersonation. Yep, for bio.
We're just going to sit here, Trevor, and we're just going to be completely silent, and it'll make Paul uncomfortable enough that he's just going to keep on cycling through voices.
If you don't think and that I just could just have a conversation that. By myself for a little bit, I definitely can.
Oh, I'm aware. Yeah. No, I know you can do it.
So the thing that people don't really understand about flight is that it's really, really fucking crazy. That two guys in Ohio, let's just take a quick sidebar. Clearly, they just wanted to get the fuck out of it. Was it Ohio? I can't have anybody answer the question, actually.
Pretty sure it's Kitty Hawk, North Carolina?
No, South Carolina, I think.
South Carolina. They're the same.
Why is Ohio all about flight? They're from Ohio.
So they're from Ohio, but they did it in North Carolina.
Yeah, because they were saying things there, and they didn't want to die.
And that's why the Carolina plate has the picture of the Wright flare on it. And the Ohio
which
plate
is
not.
Bullshit.
But the Ohio plate says first in flight.
Yeah. But doesn't North Carolina say birthplace of aviation, which is
it
bullshit?
It happened in North Carolina. Yep. They can say it. Just because the Wright brothers are from Ohio does not mean that they get, like.
What?
They did it in North Carolina. That's where the first flight happened.
They only went there because they had the fucking soft ass sand. Their brains were raised in Ohio.
Raised on the good corn of.
If corn was softer, they would have done it
there. No, we were backward. Ohio plate says birthplace of aviation, and then the Carolina one says first in flight, which actually technically makes sense because Ohio was the birthplace of the Wright brothers, but then the first flight was in the Carolinas. North Carolina, South Carolina,
they're
West Virginia.
You know, they're piggybacking a little.
Mountain Mama,
take me home.
He's just gonna keep on doing voices. This is why, you know,
I literally brought up a topic, and you just looked at me like a jellyfish that was on land for too long and just said half melted.
What?
Into the ground when I tried to get you to answer the question.
I think that's a little exaggerative. Paul, I tried to direct it back to you, and you were like, "Yeah, I don't even really have it yet.
Answered it, but now my I elaborated on my stance.
If I had to pick one, it was a one word answer.
I think deep sea diving is more impressive, but I think flight is more important.
Why? I think you're wrong about the impressiveness.
Dude, they literally like
they went to space.
It just
if you're including
you.
space is crazier. And like deep sea exploration, like you said that we'd haven't been to the lowest. I'm pretty sure we've been to the lowest depths of the ocean.
It's how? You get crushed.
What?
The pressure.
Yeah, you've got pressurized cabins that you go down in.
Yeah, but if you like I still think that there's a limit to that.
Do you think that they can't go to the bottom of the ocean? I don't know about this, but I kind of have a hard time believing that we haven't been to the lowest depths of the ocean.
I thought James Cameron went to the bottom of the ocean.
I feel like we definitely have. Like, Paul is saying that with his parts of the ocean, depths of the ocean, I'm going to say. Like, I'm sure there's much of the ocean floor that a person hasn't made it to because there's so much of it. But, like, you know, the lowest that there is, I'm sure we've been there. I'm just going to throw it out and just say that humans have been there. I have no idea.
The deepest point ever reached by man is 35,858 feet below the surface of the ocean, which happens to be as deep as water gets on Earth. To go deeper, you'll have to travel to the bottom of the Challenger Deep, a section of the Mariana Trench under the Pacific Ocean, 200 miles southwest of Guam, and you're going to need a shovel. Two expeditions have successfully plumbed the almost 7-mile depths of the Challenger Deep.
I think that's the one that James Cameron was on.
So you have to drill
Picard,
through and then go
the guy,
farther down.
I think part of I think that's the guy that maybe Life Aquatic's based off of. I think maybe. Let's see.
So we did it, you know. And if we're talking about space exploration, like there's so space is so big. Like the idea of getting just even outside of our solar system, we still haven't even done that. Let alone out of our galaxy, you know?
They
look at all the stars in the sky, and we've got one sun that is another star, and there's all those other suns out there with planets and they all are just in one big ass galaxy that we're in, and we haven't even made it to one other star. Might never, honestly. It's so far away.
Well, it's tough though, because like I feel like we're underestimating the fact that, I mean, I get it. Flight, space, you know.
What if we fly a spaceship to another planet with water, and then we get to that water and then go deep city diving there? Would that count as more impressive if we go to a different planet? Like, wasn't there like K4 or K2? I can't remember which one is like the fake weed and which one is the planet in a different solar system. But one of those was a planet.
Isn't K2 a mountain here on Earth?
Now you're just confusing me even more, Trevor.
Yeah, K2 is definitely a mountain.
Okay.
I was going to say, we dove deeper than Everest is high.
Yeah, dude, that's 35,000 feet below. That is, what is that, 7 miles? Just about, it's fucking seven miles beneath the ocean. That's insane.
20 leagues under the sea.
It's pretty far. 20. I don't know what 20 leagues is in translation to miles. But yeah, so like if we go to a different planet and then we deep sea dive there and we go down to the deep Mediterranean trench, whatever that was.
Marianas Trench.
Marianas Trench. If we go under that, but on K2 or K4 or whatever it is, then would that be more impressive?
I mean, that's, yeah, probably.
I thought you were going to try to contest it. I was like, Paul, I don't know what to do here.
I mean, going to
to a different planet. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a silly question. Of course it's more.
Yeah.
It was rhetorical.
I mean.
See, my thing like with space flight, I'm surprised that you're more impressed by deep sea diving, Paul, because I feel like my thing with, well, not even space flight, but just like flight in general, and everything that they did building up to going to space is like, think about how fast that we had to make something be able to go. Like, think about the first humans to like test that stuff. They were going like hundreds of miles an hour. It's like faster than any human has ever gone ever. They could have just turned to liquid, like, and they were able to survive it and go faster even, and eventually break out of our atmosphere. Like, that seems crazy to me versus like,
also it's a vacuum.
Early diving technology was like, you know, you strap some cinder blocks to your feet and you have a hose and you just go down. And then they obviously got more, they got more advanced. Yeah, like the big
brass helmets with some glass on it.
Like your big daddy type diving equipment.
Yeah, that you can get sucked up into.
I didn't know that was a thing that could happen.
Yeah, it's like something like if you're like the pressure, like if your helmet cracks.
I don't even imagine, like people have died like that. Like down there in a diving suit and then shit goes wrong and you died. Talk about a terrifying death. That would be,
and do you guys ever see that
pressure?
The video of the guy that they found in a ship that had sunk and he like survived. They found him like several days later.
No.
Oh my gosh. It's the craziest video I think I've ever seen, but it's some ship, I think it might have been a military ship or something, sunk, and this guy who was like, he was like a cook on the ship, he went down with the ship, but where he was at in the ship like trapped a bubble of air, and so he's able to like breathe air, and he was stuck in this like room of the ship as it like went down to the bottom. My gosh. And he was just in the dark, in the ocean, like in this air bubble. And then divers came a few days later, and the divers were coming to like recover like bodies and stuff because like they assumed everyone was dead. And this guy sees one of the divers and grabs the diver, and the diver freaked out. But then the guy was like alive, and so they like were able to bring him back up to the surface. Like he had to.
Did he get out of the ship to grab the diver, or did the diver go up into the ship?
He went under because he heard people moving around, or he heard like noises moving around. He went under the thing, or like under the bubble that he was in, and out to like find the diver.
The pressure didn't like fuck him up. I guess you could go. It probably wasn't that far down.
Well, that was the thing. So when they recovered him, he had to stay in like a pressurized chamber for several days to bring him back up to like sea level pressure, because otherwise he would have gotten the bends. So like they couldn't just like bring him straight up.
See, like that's part of what I'm saying. That's fucking wild.
It's crazy. The video of it is crazy.
Right. And goddamn, is that guy lucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. No kidding.
Shit.
Well, but then like,
I feel like, man, you'd think every day just for being there.
Yeah. You'd think.
Yeah, it's like every day is a bonus at that point. But no, and then there's space though. Like you got to have a pressurized capsule to be in space too, because like people. Right.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen The Martian? He's growing potatoes in his own poop.
Can I say The Martian? First off, I love that movie, but the scene where he gets the crack in his helmet and he's freaking out because he's running out of oxygen, and he tries to duct tape it, and the duct tape gets all stuck together, and he has to like just throw away that whole piece. That happens every single time you use duct tape ever, and I'm so glad it's in the movie. Like, just the realism is impeccable.
Of course, you'd notice that small detail.
Imagine using duct tape to tape up your helmet in space.
Yeah,
on Mars.
If I was at that point,
this is gonna work.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, psh, psh. But yeah, he rips that piece off, and it gets all. Like I literally just helped Andrew make some window shades for his little car camper the other day, and literally did the same thing. I pulled off the first strip of duct tape, and it just got all stuck to itself and all messed up, and I just had to trash that piece and pull out a new piece. So I'm just like, whoever made this movie nailed it. Like, that's exactly what would happen in that situation.
Did it make you feel like an astronaut?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
no,
think about
it just
that every time.
It just validates the fact that duct tape can fix anything. They took it to Mars. He fixes his whole like habitat thing with it. He patches up the blown out door and everything. Duct tape.
Yeah, it goes. He makes it back home to grow some poopy potatoes.
Trevor, there you go. You never got my sound.
Oh, wait. I've got it right here. This one. I don't know if you can hear it.
Nope.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's just going to play to Trevor's headphones.
No, wait. He's gotten sounds to play. Folks, reminder, we're waiting for a submarine sound from Trevor.
I think it worked.
I didn't hear it.
No, I don't think it worked.
I feel like people on the stream can probably hear it.
Maybe people on the stream can hear it.
I don't know what's going on.
Play it again.
That makes sense. We'll just imagine that we've heard it.
Play it again. I'm listening on the stream. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can hear it on the stream. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there it is.
He's just grinning ear to ear.
That's exactly what you want.
He's so happy he just got to hear this.
I love a good sound, man. I'm at the station I work at now. They got all the buttons that you can just fire things with. You don't have to like click start. They just have it corresponding like in a little deck, and you can just be like, bam, music bed, bam, this thing. And you just turn it off and on and stuff. It's nice.
Yeah. People have like voice modulator ones too.
Yeah. Not us though.
Voice modulator.
I am a voice modulator. I am a robot. I modulate my voice and numbers in my head to compound data.
Sit on my face.
Look at me. Prime numbers. Robotic functions.
Every time somebody does a robot physics. Voice, I think of JP from fucking Grandma's Boy.
Yeah, exactly. Great movie. Great movie.
So what's the conclusion on the space flight versus?
I mean, it's got to be flight.
What was the goal? What was the goal with the conversation here?
I was just curious because it's like, can you think of anything that's more impressive than those two things? Are cars more impressive than deep sea travel?
Paul McCartney's pretty impressive.
Oh, I'm Paul McCartney. Look at me, I'm playing the Beatles.
Is there anything
I'd like
more
to
impressive?
Be under the sea.
Well, I feel like if we're just talking about technological advances, like, I mean, space flight, I feel like is kind of that's like the holy grail of like,
I guess like our medicine might be more important or more impressive than
we could clone a human
deep sea diving. Yeah,
that's pretty fucking impressive that we can clone a person.
That is true.
Have we done that yet?
No, but we totally could. I mean, maybe it's totally possible somebody's done it somewhere off the grid. Like, it really is.
If we cloned a human,
it's probably not that hard.
Like, does it grow up and have its own life, or but it's just like genetically the same, or is it like, is it just like a mirror of you, like at this moment?
Like, I mean, it's just gonna have, it's gonna be genetically identical.
No, I don't
just
think
like
I don't
twin.
Think
we cloned Paul.
You wouldn't just turn.
Like,
into
would it have to grow up from like a baby, or would we just have a second Paul like no, right off the bat?
We'd have to.
We're
grow
not that far into this sci-fi.
Shut up, Trevor. You know what I'm
so,
talking about.
So if we cooked a new Paul like from baby form, like would it end up being the same as this current Paul now? Once it hits this age, that Paul's at.
I got an answer. I got an answer. Judge Judy once said, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining." Or at least she said it once, because that's the title of her book. And I'm sure she has read out loud at least the title of her book.
You know the title of Judge Judy's book?
You knew that Judge Judy has a
book? I know any
book?
Books that have the title "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining." Also, my mom was obsessed with Judge Judy growing up. Or maybe not obsessed, but like it was always on the TV. You know, her dad would come over and they'd just have coffee and watch Judge Judy. That was like their thing. I think that's such a strange thing to have with your mother or father, but you know, maybe I'll have that.
I mean, you'll probably
we'll watch Judge Mathis. You know, that's the other guy who's on now.
I haven't watched daytime television in so long.
It's good to
actually
know that you
I
haven't...
watched a brief there was, The Price is Right was on at work today and I really wanted to just sit and watch it.
I like watching when Price I was over right. at Trevor and Amanda's, we were watching Whose Line Is It Anyway, and it makes me feel like I'm watching daytime television.
Trevor, once again, stop holding out on the HBO sign-in and just give it to me so I can get HBO Max. If you already have it, what's the deal?
Paul,
here
you
I don't have it.
You have a job. You got three jobs.
He's got three jobs.
You got three different jobs. Do you file as if you have three separate jobs? You should.
You're gonna have to. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, like, on each job, they're like, you can like
sign
the highest paying job, and you can get like certain tax cuts. I think.
You file. You forgot. You guys file taxes.
Caleb doesn't. What a informative evening here on the Chat Pack Podcast. It's getting late. I want to eat some dinner. I got to go to work tomorrow. So we're going to get ready to wrap things up. But before we go, we have two segments that we always do before we go. It's how we close out
two?
The show. And let's lead things off with Caleb's recommendation. Caleb's recommendation.
Well, I think I'm required now that as an employee of Emerald Jane's Cannabis. Wait, is it Emerald Jane? Yeah, it's Emerald Jane's.
Do I work for?
Yeah, I was like, hold on, wait, is it Emerald Jade? Because I feel like there's always like a fucking Jade in pot names. But that's got to be my... Are you beatboxing for me? Are you...
It's actually a timer.
No, I'm playing.
It's a timer to try to get you to.
I'm your music bed.
I'm just gonna take it real.
It's not. It's just a simple beat in my head that I can do over and over again.
Yeah.
It's
no, we're all
really
impressed.
Very similar.
We got it. We got it, man. You got it, Ice.
There you go. Nice job, Paul. Way to make a beat.
Yeah, it's got Emerald Chains. That's my recommendation. Also, getting a fucking coffee grinder, because I didn't have a coffee grinder here for like 2 weeks.
And yeah, I need really to get me one of those.
Yeah, no, it's nice. Now, oh yeah, Paul, Trevor, you don't have one.
Did you go with a hand mechanical crank one or an electric one?
I bought an electrical one because I didn't want to go to an antique store. That would be awesome.
Still get them, I think.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's the epitome of like a coffee hipster snob is like, yes, I hand grind my beans in the morning and then I put the kettle over the fire and boil the water and...
The fire is lit only on newspapers from Vice.
No, I feel like you would burn like Fox News newspapers or something, not Vice ones that.
Well, but they're the only newspapers that they would have in their house because they order them, you know?
It's Caleb's recommendation. Caleb's recommendation. What were you going to say, Trevor?
I saw a tweet today that said Fox News doesn't have any news about foxes. 0 out of 10.
That's fair. I haven't seen a lot of news about foxes on Fox News. And our last segment, Trevor, closing thought. What's your closing thought for the people?
Closing thought is technological advances are cool and spaceflight is cool. And this episode made me want to go play Kerbal Space Program.
Everyone, go out, enjoy yourself a delicious meal, enjoy your day, do what you gotta do to take care of you in these fun times going on in the world. Hope you enjoyed hanging out with us. Chat Pack Podcast on your favorite streaming service, Chat Pack Live on Twitch, actually chat_pack on Twitch, Chat Pack Live on Twitter and Instagram. Come hang out with us, come follow with us, and as always, thank you so much for listening. Until the next podcast, we will catch you on the flippity flip.